News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. Legislation signed into law today allowing certain townships to use tax incremental financing districts. Before, it was just villages and cities that could do this. Governor Scott Walker signed the bill into law at the Rib Mountain Municipal Center just after noon today. Rib Mountain's one of the Wisconsin towns that meets the qualifications, which includes a minimum population of 3,500, at least $500 million in equalized valuation, and adequate water and sewer utilities. About 30 Wisconsin towns meet that guideline. Rick Stottleman's the president of the Wisconsin Towns Association. He says this new law helps towns grow with their nearby cities and villages.
This is an opportunity for towns to be able to compete on economic development. In the past, there's tended to be some of the businesses have wanted TIF improvements, and if towns didn't have the authority, they'd annex. So we ended up losing town territory and even having towns incorporate to become cities and villages. So this gives us a kind of level to playing field.
Governor Scott Walker said it makes sense to allow the towns the ability to use the same tools for growth and development now available to the cities and the villages.
My belief is firmly that as towns are able to advance, that helps others in the region. So, for example, here in north central Wisconsin, if the town of Rib Mountain is doing well and adding new development, it'll help other communities from Wausau to Brokaw to Mosinee and others in between.
That's not the only TIF-related bill the governor signed this week. Earlier in Oshkosh, he signed another one allowing existing TIF districts struggling after the recession to use the program for slightly different purposes and renew some struggling developments. The second-ranking Democrat in the Wisconsin Assembly will leave at the end of the year. Assistant Minority Leader Sandy Pasch from Shorewood becomes the 16th of the 99 Assembly members not to seek re-election this fall. She says she needs to take care of her father, who's now in his 90s, and needs her assistance. At the Capitol, they are assessing the state legislature's accomplishments of the past couple of years. And with the spring floor period ending, the question posed to Wisconsin Taxpayer Alliance President Todd Berry.
Looking back over the two-year session, we've had a $650 million income tax cut last summer and then another $100 million property tax cut this fall and now the $400 million tech college levy cut and another $100 million income tax cut. So in that respect, there's been a fair amount of tax cut activity.
But Barry thinks it would have been wise to save some of that for future economic downturns. Harsh words for President Obama and the Affordable Care Act from Senator Rand Paul today. He is predicting that people who have signed up for insurance under Obamacare are going to see their premiums skyrocket next year. And he's accusing the president of shifting the next deadline to enroll until after the midterm election.
He's changed the enrollment period to like November 15th through December 1. After the election. So I think they're hoping that the sticker shock and the turmoil that's going to happen when people see their insurance premiums going up dramatically, they want to wait till after the election. I think that's dishonest.
No direct response to Paul's accusation from the White House yet. Consumers who don't have coverage will be facing a hefty tax penalty next year if they're not signed up. The fine for not being signed up in 2014 is $95 per adult, but that number goes up to $325 next year, or 2% of your income. For the fourth time in 5 months, Wisconsin's cheese production is down from the previous year. The USDA said the Badger State made just under 215 million pounds of cheese in February. That's about 5 million pounds less than the same month a year ago, for a drop of 2.3%. Wisconsin factories made more Italian cheeses in February. American and cheddar cheese output was down. Almost a foot and a half of new snow fell at Superior in the past 2 days as the massive storm hit the northwest part of the Badger State. By the time it's done, some parts of the state may have 6 new inches of heavy, wet, white stuff. Storm Track 9 forecast from meteorologist Rob Duns tonight. Few snow showers early, decreasing and low of 22. Sunny, pleasant, high 43 for Saturday. And then Saturday night, increasing clouds down to 31. Sunday, mostly cloudy, milder, and a few light rain showers possible, high 49. Looking ahead to Monday, mostly cloudy, 40% chance of spotty light rain showers, high 49 degrees. Tuesday, clouds, cool, and a light snow shower in the morning, high 43. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.